Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from the kingdom perspective. Today, I am your host, Osase. Oh, wow. It's been roughly 3 months since Kingdom Living published its first book called Saved, What Next? From Wounds to Wonders, A Christian Guide. Today, we are going to be starting a new series where I am going to be pointing out some very vital aspects of this book, Saved, What Next? And I'm going to be discussing them and also giving you some insights and some biblical facts about them. So today I am going to be starting with Unit 1, You Are Saved, Counting the Costs. One very vital question and crucial question that was mentioned in Unit 1 in the first paragraph is, and I read, did you consider the cost before you were baptized? That's it. That's the question we are going to be dealing with today. So it's, did you consider the cost before you were baptized? And if you haven't been baptized yet, are you considering the cost? And what are the costs of baptism? That's the question we are going to be dealing with today. Oftentimes, we know the reward of following Christ because it's been taught everywhere and people are being told that the reward is eternal life, which is true. However, we have to consider the costs. There are costs of following Christ. And this cost means, for example, first, giving up yourself, giving up and leaving everything, your past life, behind and focusing on Christ and his commandments. Let's take Mark chapter 10, where we see this very rich man coming to Christ and asking him, Master, what shall I do to have eternal life? Let me read what Jesus tells him. It says, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. So Jesus says, if you want to go into the kingdom of God, you have to give up all that you have. For this rich man, it was his earthly riches. So Jesus is saying, give it up, sell it off, and donate it to the poor, because these are treasures here on earth. And Jesus wants to give us treasures in heaven. So treasures in heaven means you have to have access to eternal life first. For you to do that, you have to give up all your earthly access, take up the cross of Christ, and follow him. As you can see, even before the death of Christ, which I find striking, he already mentions taking up the cross, which is already a hint of his death on the cross. And then he says, take up the cross and follow me. This rich man, you can see it's difficult for him to give up all that he has because he goes away from Christ. And then Christ says, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. So this verse is not pointing out that you shouldn't be rich here on earth, but you shouldn't make riches your God, but it should be as a result of the blessings of God. It says, how hard is it for someone who is not able to give up his riches here on earth to enter into the kingdom of God? And then he says, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. So Christ is saying here, we have to be ready to give up those people that are hindering us from sharing the gospel and from following Christ. So if it's your father, if it's your mother, if it's your wife, your children, or your friends, and this will surely happen because the enemy, Satan, doesn't want us to have eternal life. So it will surely happen that people are resisting us, fighting against us, and we are losing friends, we are losing family members, we are losing relationships because we've decided to follow Christ and we've decided to focus on the commandments of Christ. And what those commandments are, Christ also mentions it in the beginning. It says, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother, and also love your neighbor as yourself," as he mentions in other passages, "and love your enemies," he adds as well. So these are commandments of Christ, and he says, "Abide in me, remain in me. For without me, ye shall not be able to bear fruit." Exactly. So we have to be able to give up anyone that will hinder us from the gospel of Christ. And this comes with persecutions. For example, in many countries where Christians are being persecuted for following Christ and for sticking to their faith. We see it in the lives of individuals losing relationships for following Christ, for baptism. "Take heart," Jesus also says, "he has overcome the world already. All those things that we may face, we will face, he has already gone through them. And therefore, when you are facing these battles, these persecutions, just take Christ as an example and go to the Bible, read about how Christ dealt with these persecutions. And you can see most of the times he loved and he prayed for those that hated him and persecuted him. It says, "Love your enemies, pray for them." That is what Christ tells us. I've based this question in the book, "Saved, What Next? Have you considered the cost before you were baptized?" I've based this question on the conversation between Jesus and the rich man in Mark chapter 10. And I hope that this has given you an understanding of what it means to count the cost before baptism. I'd like you to reflect on those costs. What do you think? Is it a difficult task to give up these things, these earthly desires, and to take up the cross and follow the gospel, follow Christ? So take some minutes and reflect upon the questions. Ask yourself, what are the things in my life that I have to give up in order to follow Christ and to share the gospel? Why is it difficult for me to give up these things? Why am I holding on to these things? And what will I gain if I finally give up these things? And what do I expect from eternal life? Don't just think about your expectations, but read about what eternal life is all about. And I'm very sure that God is going to lay in your heart the beautiful things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the understanding of man, which God is preparing for you after this life. Thank you for listening. And we hope that this episode has blessed you. And I am looking forward to more episodes, to digging into more questions of the book, Saved, What Next? Please share our podcast. Listen to further inspiring, uplifting, and blessed episodes of the Kingdom Living Podcast. If you've been blessed by this podcast, why don't you share with a friend, a family member, or with a colleague? Until next time, bye.